are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, July the 26th. And today we're talking esports and video games. I wonder where the line is there. When is it an esport and when is it a video game? But this is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and Associated Press, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for spreading the word during this summer. Today we're going to wrap up the NBA 2K season for the Pistons GT team, who is already into their offseason. We're also going to indulge some of Pistons Twitter out there today and talk about what a trade for Bradley Beal could look like in the alternate universe that it could possibly happen. And we're also going to go back into the video games or esports, whatever they're called. Maybe there's a difference. I'm not really sure. But we're going to drop the confirmed NBA 2K ratings for three Pistons. Sparked a lot of discussion out there. I want to drop those and maybe speculate a little bit on what some of the other ratings might look like. But give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore after that. And then also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons dash Matt Shook. But if your company wants to reach an upscale male audience, that's what you guys are, then your company's ad should be running right here on this here podcast. Get your company connected with this audience. Email me at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com, or email locked at lockedonpodcast.com to get more details about increasing your business. Now, the Pistons GT team playing in their second season in the NBA 2K League. If you're not familiar with what the NBA 2K League is, that season has wrapped up. But the Detroit Pistons organization under their umbrella has an esports team where there's five guys. I think it's more like six or seven guys are video game players that get drafted by them and have their own avatar that's themselves and play five versus five. Controlling your own player against players from other NBA organizations. And the Pistons GT team had some success last year, made the playoffs, but this year was not the case. They went 2-14. Their season is over. The Pistons GT team finished dead last in the league out of the 21 teams. The league continues to grow in year two. But, yeah, as I'll kind of talk about, it used to be a situation where there was a little bit of a dead period where – in this show, we could talk about the Pistons GT team a little bit. We had a couple of the guys on the podcast last year, but they moved it up this year, the season calendar-wise. And to me, and this is just for my show purposes, you just kind of get squashed up by the NBA happenings. Obviously, we're going to talk about the real Detroit Pistons a lot more and a lot more prevalent than the NBA 2K League team. But as we know, this is definitely two very different markets that you're going for. I don't know how many of my listeners of the podcast care or even know about the NBA 2K League. So a little bit difficult of a way to kind of gauge if you guys are interested in it. I just wanted to give a little bit of information about how they did, pass it along for the record kind of stuff. Devin Gossett from Orlando, Florida, was brought to Detroit as the first-round draft pick of the team this year. He scored 15 points a game. Pretty spread out the rest of the way. Insanity, Chris Della Capretti, who was on this show as a guest last year. What's up, Chris? His handle is Insanity. He's from Springfield, Pennsylvania. Joseph the Truth was back from Buffalo as well. The Splash King was back from Tennessee. A new guy, Jack Stevenson. He's a high school guy. He was joining the team as well. All those guys were around 12 points per game this past year. And again, honestly, the league was just a lot bit off my radar this year. I haven't seen even the blogs, Detroit Bad Boys or Pistons Powered, write about them either. Haven't seen mainstream basketball fans talking about it. I think it was a new kind of novelty last year, so we talked about it a little bit. And some basketball fans tried to maybe get into it too. You can go on Twitch and watch the games. And I'll tell you about what's still going on with the league in a little bit. But we talked about this on the show last year, maybe too much so, but that's in large part because it was new and because the Pistons, let's face it, they didn't make the playoffs last year, so there was a big lull starting there. They didn't have a first-round pick, so we did less draft coverage. Naturally, going into a draft that the Pistons didn't have a first-round pick. And last year's summer league, not very interesting or much to look forward to either, given that you didn't have a first round pick. You knew kind of some known quantities with Henry Ellenson, and the second round picks were what they were, but it wasn't as exciting as this year's was for a Pistons team that ended up playing really well in Las Vegas. So I kind of jumped on board with talking about the NBA 2K League last year, and it didn't really do the same this year. I did have a couple listeners back when we talked about it last year when the league started in year one, and they said that they watched it a little. I watched it a little, that they watched a game or two. They said it was kind of cool. But again, this year I didn't have a single listener ask me what's up. And that's, you know, as our listeners have continued to go up. So it wasn't that, you know, people fell off from the show. We have more listeners to the show and less and less people to zero asked me about what's going on with the NBA 2K League or wanted me to cover it, wanted me to talk about it, wanted to have those guys as guests on the show. So I didn't hear anything. But am I wrong? I mean, obviously, what I hear from people directly is probably just a fraction of what people are thinking about this show or wanting from this show. So am I wrong about that? If you think, if you followed it and you want to talk about it some more, I'll give you a forum here in these next couple weeks. Next week sometime, we'll get you on. So just call the Google Voice line, leave a message under 2 minutes. Let me know, 810-666-1546. Leave your name, where you live, and a message about the NBA 2K League. Or maybe you want to just back me up and say you don't care at all. And forget about it and move on. Don't bash them. No reason to do that. But to 810-666-1546. But as for the league itself, they are in the playoffs. Wednesday and Thursday night were the quarterfinals, and tonight will be the semifinals. They're going to get the semifinals all done tonight starting at 5 p.m. with the Warriors Gaming Squad and the T-Wolves Gaming with Game 1 of their semifinal series, followed by Game 1 of the Celtics Crossover Gaming and the 76ers GC. So those are 2 out of 3 series. They're going to be alternating who plays which game. And yeah, we'll see who makes the finals. And the finals will be played next week, August 3rd on Saturday. And they'll do that all in one day as well. So that's the NBA 2K League. That's your report for it. Again, let us know if you've been missing coverage of it or you've been just fine with not talking to those guys. We'll drop them in every now and then over the next few years, or maybe the popularity goes up. But again, I feel like there are forums and probably coverage for esports that are available on other platforms, and I don't think the listeners come to Locked On Pistons for that. But maybe I'm wrong, and maybe we'll kind of reevaluate our thinking as time goes on here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But up next, we're going to talk about the Bradley Beal trade possibilities. I know that that's something that you guys do care about. Maybe burst the bubble a little bit and say that I don't think there's much of a chance. But we're going to talk about that next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Yes, sir!
And I know you already know this, but when you're in your car driving to or from work all around town, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons, and we'll be right there with you for the drive. Matt, riding shotgun with you, driving throughout town, bumping the Locked On Pistons podcast, just how it was meant to be. But a little bit later on, we will talk about the NBA 2K ratings that are confirmed and maybe speculate a little bit about the other ones that might be out there. But just came across this news item as I'm taping this early on Friday afternoon. Chauncey Billups is going to bring 5 franchises of Salon Plaza to the Detroit area, with the first one, I believe, already open, although there's going to be a grand opening celebration on August 12th. So maybe that's the actual opening. But so maybe let your hair grow out a little bit longer than that. So Salon Plaza is the name of the franchise. 12 in Southfield in the Southfield Plaza in Southfield, Michigan. 12 in Southfield over there. Go check out the grand opening with 97.9. WJLB is going to do some stuff out there. Should be a fun time. I'm going to try to get out there and maybe get a couple minutes with Mr. Big Shot there, as his wife Piper and Chauncey Billups will be in town for the grand opening August 12th at Salon Plaza in Southfield. And like I just said on Twitter, my great joke, when I think of Chauncey Billups, I think of impeccable hair care. So I couldn't think of a better product for Chauncey to be involved in than hair care products. Apparently, from a business magazine article that I read about it, Chauncey has 30 Wendy's locations in the St. Louis area. So if you're in St. Louis, go ahead and get yourself a junior bacon cheeseburger for Mr. Big Shot. Maybe it'll be one of his locations. And know that you're supporting the Pistons franchise and a Piston through and through, Chauncey Billups, in his real estate and franchising and business ventures that he's got going on around town. But hey, I wanted to placate some of you guys out there in the world of Pistons Twitter, who all you talk about is, let's get Brad Beal. Let's get Brad Beal. And we know that Brad Beal and Chris Paul as well are kind of two of the unsettled names throughout the NBA right now. We talk about August. We know that it's going to be a completely dead time for NBA basketball. I'll have some Team USA to talk about, and Andre Drummond's involved in that too. So there will be a Pistons tie to some things to talk about as training camp for Team USA gets going early August up until the World Cup, which is going to be in China coming up in September. You know we're going to talk about that as we're searching for things to talk about here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But like I said, one of the unsettled things on NBA rosters, particularly pertaining to stars, is Bradley Beal. They just officially announced Tommy Shepard. Not Tommy Shepard with the khakis from above the rim. Not the toy cop Tommy Shepard, but they've announced that they actually have a general manager now. So congratulations to the Washington Wizards there. But that brings up the obvious question: what's going on with Bradley Beal? Is he going to sign an extension? And it sounds like he's going to kind of see how things go and weigh his options going forward. And obviously that means that a guy like that could be on the trade block. And given what teams have fetched for Paul George and what teams have fetched for Anthony Davis, and I got to believe that Bradley Beal, given his youth and given his skill set, is kind of in that stratosphere. Maybe not quite Anthony Davis, but, you know, given the injuries and the age of Paul George, not that he's old, but Bradley Beal certainly has the age edge, being younger than Paul George. I got to believe that there's some kind of package out there throughout the NBA where Bradley Beal is coveted in that kind of way. Now, again, we'll pour some water on some of you fans out there. I don't think the Pistons have the kind of packages available that other teams will be able to give away. And in high-level young players, in more desirable draft picks, all those kind of things. Because if you make a trade for Bradley Beal, all the first-round picks that you're giving up become less and less valuable. I mean, that becomes obvious just given how that goes. And so then you'd have to be kind of centerpiecing a deal that involves a Sekou Doumbouya or a Luke Kennard, guys that, you know, we like here in Pistons land. We like the potential of Sekou. Obviously, his value, we hope, is right now lower than it will be in a couple of years when he starts to show that he, could be an impactful NBA player. That's the gamble you take. The value for Sekou Doumbouya, right now he's the 15th pick of a bad draft. So his value is not very high in terms of what you hope to get for him. It's a roll of the dice. You wouldn't trade or draft Sekou Doumbouya at 15 to trade him for what the value of the 15th pick would be. That doesn't make any sense. That's minimizing the value of that 15th pick in the draft. Luke Kennard is a guy who, you know, we liked what we saw in the second half of the season. Obviously, we liked what we saw in a short stint in the playoffs, but we didn't like what we saw in the first half of the season. We didn't like what we saw a lot for his rookie season. He's got to put together, you know, an entire season, and I think the potential's there, and we like the skill set, and we like the ability for him to handle the ball some off the bench, but this isn't a guy whose value is as high as it could or ought to be in about a year anyway. So, I mean, these are nice prospects. These are good players for the Pistons. If you want to talk about guys like Bruce Brown and Svi Mykhailiuk and Kyrie Thomas, and again, I have advocated a trade for one of these guys, especially because at some point you need to free up some minutes, and there's not going to be enough freed up for all three of these guys. But anyway, with Bradley Beal, the other unique situation with the Washington Wizards is they have John Wall sitting there and, pretty much believed across the entire NBA to be the worst contract out there. Talking about three more years plus a fourth option year that he'll undoubtedly pick up in the $40 million per season kind of range. Worse than Blake Griffin, even without the fact that Blake Griffin's a good and productive NBA player who will play this year, and John Wall's believed to possibly missing the entire upcoming season. So one school of thought is that the Washington, and a lot of this is based, by the way, on an article from Aaron Ferguson of PistonsPower.com, who I believe, I know is the new site manager for that website. So congratulations to Aaron. I know they had a little bit of a shakeup there, and a couple of Koo and Martin, a couple of guys that we like to read here on the show. And we'll catch up with those guys at some point and have them on. But, so obviously whatever fan-sided decided to do there, I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything on the inside of it. But good luck to those guys as they move on with their writing careers and Pistons coverage and whatnot that we enjoy. But, congrats to Aaron and welcome to him. And like I said, I'm going to try to catch up with Aaron sometime soon, but he's got an article on the site titled Detroit Pistons Breaking Down a Potential Bradley Beal Trade. And I'm going to pass along a couple of these scenarios. And there's really main frameworks of a couple kinds of deals. And like I said with John Wall, there's a school of thought that the Wizards could use Bradley Beal to package with John Wall to get him off of their books, which would make sense in some ways. But that's obviously a lot of contract that other teams would have to match up with. Now, the Pistons, given that they have Reggie Jackson at a high number, given that Andre Drummond's at a high number, you have the salaries that could get into that ballpark. So, talking about Reggie Jackson expiring after this season, Andre Drummond coming up on a player option next summer, a guy who could possibly opt out, especially if he's stuck in a rebuilding situation like the Wizards, that you would probably want to believe that, or you might believe that he might not want to stay in, especially if he has an average or above average year next season and shows a little bit of growth at age 25. So maybe that's, to me, that's like close to a straight up deal, because, you know, it's hard to judge that value. You know, I've talked about it on this podcast. The way I kind of look at trades sometimes is that integer system. And given that John Wall's a negative five, and given that Bradley Beal's probably a positive five, that's like a net neutral asset that you're getting from those guys. You're getting as good of an asset as you could possibly get in Bradley Beal, and as bad of an asset as you could possibly get in John Wall. Now, I would actually call that a positive asset, because you do want stars. That's what this league is somewhat about. So Bradley Beal as a star has more value. And then John Wall, you know, obviously he's probably not going to play this year, but is a guy who could provide value despite the fact that his contract's too high. He's still going to be probably at least a decent player if he comes back from the Achilles. Now, that could blow up in your face and it could be a zero for you, or maybe you stretch him or something like that. That seems like too much money to stretch in the early part of that contract. But, you know, there's some value there in John Wall even. So the trade that Aaron had out there for his first one is that Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond, and then he throws in Sekou Doumbouya and a 2020 first. Now, of course, with Bradley Beal, you hope that that first isn't as valuable if you're a Pistons fan. But, man, Sekou, again, I just don't see any logic in trading Sekou, because right now his value is as the 15th pick in the first round, because he hasn't shown anything better than that. With drafting him, you're making the investment and making the gamble that he's going to be better than that. Moving on to kind of a second kind of framework, without John Wall in the deal, Bradley Beal going to the Pistons with Ian Mahimney, who is another one of the worst contracts in the league, but, you know, a lot less so in terms of average annual value and years going forward. I think he's got two more years, maybe one more year, but you'll have to swallow Ian Mahimney, or Jan Mahimney, I guess. I know it's spelled Ian, but Jan Mahimney is how to say that. And that obviously taints a little bit of the asset that you're receiving in Bradley Beal. And since it is Bradley Beal, and since it's not tainted all that much by Mahimney, you got to give up a lot. And Aaron proposes that it would be Reggie Jackson, Langston Galloway, Luke Kennard, Sekou Doumbouya, a 2020 first, a 2022 first, and a 2024 first, top eight protected, along with the 2021 Lakers second round pick and the 2023 Blazers second round pick. Now, this looks like, you know, one of those deals that Anthony Davis and Paul George fetched, giving up all sorts of draft capital for a guy that's going to help you win now. So then you're still keeping the Bruce Browns and Tony Snells, and obviously Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond stays with the Pistons in that kind of deal. And moving on to a third deal that doesn't involve Jan Mahimney and the Pistons giving up the ranch, that would be just Bradley Beal for Reggie Jackson, Svi Mykhailiuk, Sekou Doumbouya, and then the 2020 first, the 2022 first, the 2024 first, top eight protected, and both of those second round picks. Obviously, that's a deal that the Wizards wouldn't do, because, you know, you're just getting Sekou and picks that probably won't be very good if a team with Bradley Beal and Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin, possibly moving up to the top, you know, four in the Eastern Conference. But again, I'm dubious to that team being a title contender. But if that trade was out there with those, that last one that I just read off, I would probably take that. Again, I don't think that the Wizards are going to be able to sell to their fans. We just gave up Bradley Beal for Sekou Doumbouya, Svi Mykhailiuk, who we like here in Pistons land, but isn't someone who's a cornerstone of a deal for Bradley Beal. Reggie Jackson, who fans aren't going to want to like, and there's just cap relief basically at the end of next year. And then a couple of picks that will get tainted by the fact that Bradley Beal's on the team that you just traded for. and then a couple of seconds. So if that's the deal, certainly you do that. But again, let me just say this. There are teams out there that have, you know, the new NBA teams have chances to win the title this upcoming season. The Detroit Pistons are currently not one of them, but there's a chance and a window of opportunity. Teams are going to want to make those big swings that Houston made in acquiring Russell Westbrook, in the Clippers getting Paul George, the Lakers getting Anthony Davis. There's smart, forward-thinking GMs that are going to say, yeah, you can take picks of ours because we believe that Anthony Davis and Paul George and Russell Westbrook make our teams better so that those first-round picks don't have much value into the 20s or wherever else that you're going to get them. So they're going to be looking for more young centerpieces in addition to good draft capital and maybe even a third team getting involved because so you can get picks from bad teams as opposed to teams that you just traded Bradley Beal to and turn them into like a middle-of-the-road type of Pistons team to a quasi-contender in the Eastern Conference. You know, that's just not smart business in terms of the picks that you'd be acquiring. And if that's the case, then as the Pistons, you're going to have to give more picks out at the back end 4, 5, 6 years from now because that's what Anthony Davis fetched and that's what, Paul George fetched because the Thunder and the Pelicans, they weren't interested a lot in next year's pick because they know that your team just got a lot better and you might compete for a championship. So just other things to keep in mind as we analyze Bradley Beal to the Detroit Pistons, which again, for those reasons that I just laid out, lack of premium, sellable, top-tier young talent, and those picks naturally becoming much worse as you go forward. And again, as we talked about on the show earlier this week, the Pistons are building some nice things with this youth core, and yeah, there's a school of thought that that could be just turned into trade assets right now for trade fodder, but I just believe it's something to believe in and something that Pistons fans can kind of get excited about as we look ahead to the end of the Blake Griffin contract and what could be beyond that in possibly an Andre Drummond-led era or whatever else the Pistons top group manifests itself over these next few years. But next, we're going to talk about some video game ratings that are out for NBA 2K. That's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, now a few of the NBA 2K ratings are out and confirmed. And if you know me, you know I'm not a gamer. I was the third of three boys. So video games are a little bit of a swear word to me because I'd play one of them and then I'd lose and my brothers wouldn't let me play for several more minutes or hours. So not much of a gamer. When my friends all got together and played NHL 96 or whatever it was back in the day, Madden, all that stuff, I would always lose quickly and then go outside and shoot hoops or something like that. But NBA 2K ratings are out. I know a lot of you guys are gamers, respect it, but it's just not my thing. And I doubt as a 36-year-old man that I'm going to get into it here in the future. But we will pass along these ratings as it's content and it's kind of interesting. Blake Griffin has an 88, tied for 16th in the NBA with Donovan Mitchell, Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker, Rudy Gobert. Those are names, they're interesting names because obviously mostly younger guys than Blake Griffin. And on one hand, you could say, man, Donovan Mitchell, like I feel like Blake Griffin's better than Donovan Mitchell. But on the other hand, it's like, Donovan Mitchell's a pretty good player. Jimmy Butler, same way. Real good player, performs in the playoffs. He's got his own issues, but Jimmy Butler's a good player. Should be on the same tier as him. But, there's a world where you could say, man, Blake Griffin's a third-team All-NBA guy, is expected for Pistons fan to be an all-star yet again. Kemba Walker, you know, a guy who's been a bit of a flash in the pan the last couple of years and how much he's improved. But then again, close to max contract guy that the Boston Celtics are banking on turning their franchise into back what it was maybe a couple years back. Rudy Gobert, a little bit of a scrub on the offensive end sometimes, but, you know, probably the best defensive player possibly in the NBA, you know, maybe outside of Kawhi Leonard. So it's tough because those names are you could make a good case that, yeah, that's right where it belongs. But as a Pistons fan, it's a little bit unsatisfying for our, you know, superstar, number one by far player on the team to be lumped in with those guys. For context, here's the top 15 ahead of them. All the big names are here. LeBron and Kawhi at 97. Giannis, Harden, and Durant at 96. A little strange for LeBron to be still ahead of Giannis, in my opinion, but that's a conversation for another day. Steph Curry alone at number 95. Anthony Davis at number 94. Paul George at 93, Damian Lillard at 92, Joel Embiid and Kyrie Irving at 91, Nikola Jokic and Russ Westbrook at 90, and Karl Anthony Towns and Klay Thompson at 89. Just the elite of the elite. And, you know, I could sit here and quibble and say that Blake Griffin should be right there with Karl Anthony Towns, or that maybe the injury to Klay Thompson should mean something in his ratings, but I'm not going to go there. Life is too short. Andre Drummond, 86. He's tied for 22nd in the NBA with De'Aaron Fox. Man, tied for 22nd in the NBA. Maybe I'm a hater, but that seems like a little bit high for Andre Drummond over guys like Clint Capella, Jason Tatum, Trae Young, Jamal Murray. A mixed bag on those lists, by the way. Clint Capella, he's right there with probably. Jason Tatum is a guy who has potential to be obviously a much better player than Andre Drummond. But for right here, right now, 2019-2020 season, maybe seems about right. Trae Young, a guy who you would think becomes better than Drummond in the future, but maybe they're right about there right now. Jamal Murray, you know, I'd probably put him a tick above Andre Drummond right now, but we're splitting hairs at this point. The controversial one, the one that's got the Rose stance all fired up, is Derrick Rose at 80. Now, it's an incomplete list of all the players. These are all that are confirmed with the Pistons right now. So it's hard to have context with what an 80 means right now. You're kind of comparing to what previous seasons were. An unconfirmed number is Reggie Jackson at 80. Luke Kennard unconfirmed at 75. Maybe these are last year's numbers. I'm looking at the 2kratings.com website. Again, Griffin at 88, Drummond at 86, Rose at 80 are the only ones that are confirmed. So, again, hard to have context. To me, that seems a little high, but maybe I'm a D-Rose hater. Interesting to see this conversation evolve as time goes on, especially with Derrick Rose. But that's the numbers. Let me know what you think. Give us a call on the Google Voice line. Are you into the NBA 2K League? Are you into NBA 2K? Are you into the ratings? What do you think? 810-666-1546. That'll do it for us here on this week on the Locked On Pistons podcast. A light week. Apologies to you for that. We'll continue with typically three episodes a week going forward. Yeah, that's it. Locked On Pistons podcast. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is your host, Matt Shook, saying thanks for listening.